evening.
I'll call the Thursday, December 15th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor is excused. Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. It's tradition at this holiday season that I am pleased to offer you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and here's hope for a great 2016 for all of us. So, Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you.
Merry
Christmas. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman. Appreciate it. So, that we have. So, we'll move on to item B, citizen comment period. Is there anyone wishing to speak on any matter?
Good evening. My name is Fred Knippel, 5659 West Cascade Drive. I'm here in reference to the senior travel program. The original intent of the senior travel program that Shirley Bird took over from the Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc. and ran for the last 13 years was to include the frail, isolated, handicapped seniors or seniors in assisted living arrangements with specialized transport as needed to enjoy the same type of travel that more mobile seniors do. Those plans were reported in detail to the Common Council in a December 13, 2001 report by our then Executive Director, Tom Schneider. Now, 13 years later, the planned $5,000 expansion of the travel program was going to be used not for the handicapped, but only to expand trips for non-handicapped mobile seniors. Casper and I are advocates for the seniors who are not included in the current city travel programs and seem to be forgotten. They also deserve to be able to enjoy the opportunity to travel just like every other travel program participant. Remember, the city built a playground for handicapped children to the tune of somewhere around a lot of dollars. Now, where is the equity for the frail, isolated, and handicapped seniors and those who may live in Franklin in assisted living? We are speaking up now to make sure they are included in any expansion of the travel program. The travel program has been run by Shirley Bird since before 2002, when it was turned over from the Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc. organization. If there is a new coordinator, they must include all Franklin seniors in the travel program. Now is the time for the forgotten Franklin seniors to get the same chance to travel. This is why we are speaking up, so they do not get left behind or forgotten again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Knippel. For the record, the senior travel program is an independent program not affiliated directly with the city of Franklin. Franklin uses now taxpayer dollars to subsidize the activity, but it is not a City of Franklin function.
Nor is it at all connected with the Franklin Seniors organization.
Alderman Mayer.
Fred, what's your suggestion for it?
There are a lot of frail and isolated seniors that don't get the opportunity to travel. I have a friend, my wife's lifelong friend, who is in assisted living in Harmony. The only time she gets out is when my wife goes over and takes her someplace. I see a lot of people there that are in wheelchairs. They sit out in front of the building. And when Tom Schneider was our executive director, he wanted those people to have the same opportunity, maybe not to take long trips, but to take some type of trip with specialized transportation in small vans or whatever. That's a real possibility. And I think if the travel program is to be expanded, I would please ask you to consider those people as part of that expansion, whoever the new coordinator will be.
I'm not familiar with how the split occurred when they were with Franklin Seniors, Inc., and when they split. Is there a possibility of bringing them back together into one organization?
No. Originally, the Recreation Department of the City of Franklin had the responsibility for the travel program. Then it was given over to the seniors for a while, but because of insurance requirements, at the time, we could not afford to do it. That's when the council voted to use volunteers to run the program, and Shirley Bird offered to do that and continued as that way since then.
Could a volunteer from the Seniors Inc. fill that position?
Dan, like any organization, we find it harder and harder to get volunteers in any organization to fill in. We are lacking a permanent secretary. We had a hard time getting a treasurer. In any organization, I think you find a problem with volunteers to fill those positions. I know that some of the travel companies have people that could do the coordinating. They could arrange the travel programs. It wouldn't have to be a City of Franklin volunteer. You know, there's many opportunities. We just want in any planning that those people that aren't represented have a voice at the table. That's all. That's what we're asking. And I think it's only fair. 13 years, they haven't been included. Now might be the time if there's going to be changes.
Alderman Mollo. Sorry.
I know it's not an agenda item. It's really right. Not appropriate to go back and forth, but I'm just a little bit confused on how they're not included. Why wouldn't if they get the same opportunity? What prevents them?
There is no specialized transportation. If you can't get up four steps on a bus, you can't go.
Okay, so it's more to do with the bus that's being rented, that it doesn't accommodate a wheelchair. So you could rent a different bus and still accommodate.
Well, when I talk about frail people, there are people in walkers that can't go very far. But they might enjoy a trip in the fall to see the leaves in some of the Kettle Moraine area.
Right.
They might enjoy a trip to the lakefront. They might enjoy a trip to perhaps the community where they once lived.
Well, they might. Everybody might enjoy that too. And I'm a senior, by the way.
But a lot of it is they
maybe when I'm done here, maybe I will volunteer with that. That'd be a good thing. But I was just trying to understand. So it's about wheelchair accessibility, lifting a chair onto the bus. That's the.
It's also reaching out to those seniors in our community that are very hidden.
Everyone should be getting the city newsletter.
Well, assisted living.
Some of them aren't reached. Many of the people at Harmony, at Brentwood, I see them sitting out on a nice sunny day in their wheelchairs. They got nothing else to do. There should be an opportunity for that segment of our population in Franklin.
I think communication then to those assisted livings would probably serve that pretty well. So we should be able to accommodate that.
Our travel program should be reaching out to those people. That was the original intent of it.
It sounds like a great idea. Thank you.
Well, once again, I'll remind everybody here, it's not a city program.
Yep.
We're not doing it. We're giving them money. My view is we ought to make sure that the money we give is going to what we want it to be used for. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other citizen wishing to speak? Mr. Lewandowski.
Leroy Lewandowski.
It's on.
I want to talk about the travel program, too, and it's very important that we do get that extra $5,000. Now, I've never ridden in that vehicle. There are buses that can be rented with the facility to raise wheelchairs and handicapped people. In fact, if you remember, Shirley Bird is handicapped, and she gets on that bus. And one of the issues is, last time Mr. Steve Taylor was adamant about the fact that there was no proof that the cost was going up. Well, I just saw, and if the Mark Liberta would look back into the proper billing, he will find that back in 2005, there was a bills were about $475 per trip. And as you go on further, like today and recently, I think it's up to about $800. And if anybody knows anything about traveling with these buses, I do. As a young man, I skied all over the state of Wisconsin and Aspen. And I took 90 people to different trails and things like that. But the issue is right now is that these costs of everything is going up. And I think that we're entitled, as some of these other issues are, that you're putting a lot of money into. So I think that we should donate $5,000 more, because there is evidence. And if Mark Liberta would look up his paperwork, because I just looked up some of my stuff, and it's been an increase of almost 50%. So let's see what we can do. One of the other issues that I've got is the statement from the DPW about how they're handling the money for the Kayla Park, and what I'm not too happy about is the fact that they're not putting out the number of cost for those vehicles, the fuel. And I just learned just recently that when the DPW bids in on jobs, they can meet any contractor on the outside because they don't put that cost of those trucks in there. So when you're dealing with a contractor that's on the outside and he wants to bid into a job, he bids in all his expenses, the fuel, wear and tear on the equipment, and we don't do that. Incidentally, I just heard, after 20 years of being in this city, I'm going to get something done that might help me out. I've been having my sanitary sewer back up since 20 years, in fact, since they put the building up. And now I've been informed this is the first time that the city will be doing something for me. And the issue is, I'm not too happy the way they're doing, but since they're doing it, and I'm an engineer, and I don't like what they're doing, but I got no choice, and let's see if it works. But it's a shame that I had to do that all these years. Thank you.
Leroy, there's a joke there, and it's something about not using it as much might help it, but I won't use that joke. Mr. Green.
Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. Alderwoman Wilhelm, you made a statement a couple of minutes ago that I am going to encourage you. You don't look like you're 55 years old, but it doesn't matter whether you are or not.
I'm actually more than that.
I would encourage you to come to our meetings if you want to, if you will. I would encourage you then to accept the job as the coordinator for the travel program, because we know without question how efficient you are, although you and I have disagreed a few times, as you know, but I know it would be well run. I know it would be run right. So please come and join us and run the travel program.
Well, when I get my College Avenue sidewalk in, we'll talk.
Leroy, you only get one kick of the can. Former Mayor Clements, sit down, Leroy.
You don't want to talk. He's a politician.
And what are you?
I'm not a politician. Nobody votes for me. One of the things that Mr. Casper Green is pointing to, Kristen Wilhelm, what about Michelle?
She definitely does not fit the age criteria.
She could run the trips. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the Council, Fred Clements, 9399 Cobblestone Way A. You were talking about frail and isolated seniors, so I figured you were calling my name. It was my time. So. I also heard Mr. Lewandowski commenting about how he took 90 people on a ski trip. I'm just wondering how many of those returned. That's the question. But at any rate, I did want to respond to the mayor, wish him a Merry Christmas, and all members of the council as well. I also wanted to take this opportunity to introduce to you a woman from Franklin, who was a circuit judge. She was appointed in August. She's done a great job. Everybody appreciates her hard work. She handles a misdemeanor court calendar, which is a very crowded calendar. She's doing a great job, and I just want to introduce a Franklinite to all of you, and this is Judge Michelle Havas.
Thank you, Fred.
Welcome, Your Honor.
Hello. My name is Michelle Ackerman Havas. I live at 3479 West Redleaf Court. I've been a resident of Franklin for the last 13 years. I am a candidate, as Fred noted. I was appointed in August. I've been on the misdemeanor bench, and I just wanted to make myself known to everybody here. I'm in room 515 of the courthouse. If you have any questions about how I run my court, you're welcome to stop by. It's an open courtroom, as guaranteed by the Constitution. And I just wanted to let you know that I am here. I am a Franklin resident, and I'm doing my best to represent our city and our county well on the bench. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge. Anyone else? Mrs. Runty, this is a little special thing for us. She's going to sing Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to sing it. Shelley Runty, 8235 West Coventry Drive. I am bringing a gift here tonight. It was given to me by one of our volunteers for the playground. As some of you, if you do not know, I'm Kayla's mom, and we built Kayla's playground here in the city of Franklin. Thank you. It was a wonderful project, and when this was presented to me last night in my home, I wanted to put it out on social media, but I thought I'd like to give it as a gift here to come full circle at this time of year and take some time. So the video is actually of 800 pictures that were taken in the same spot over 6 days. And I have to warn you, Mark, Dan, Suzanne, Steve, don't focus on the areas that you built, because you're going to miss the big picture. Enjoy it.
Joel, could you hit? Okay, we'll do this and then stay there.
Yay. No, just these. Turn those back on. Yeah.
Now, what happens if I find my picture in here? Before you sit down, I think you ought to tell them the announcement that we were holding off on for a piece of paper, but I'm comfortable.
You want to do that tonight?
Go ahead.
And I, when I said your first names before, I did not mean that out of disrespect, but rather you came and built as a citizen, and I didn't view you. I learned a little bit more about each and every one of you on the build date, so thank you. So we have some news, some really great news. Last week, I received a phone call from Thrivent Financial, and they wanted to make a donation in the amount of $10,000 to Kayla's Playground. So that check is coming. Merry Christmas.
By the way, that money goes to the city for maintenance and upgrades, so that's a wonderful thing.
And you'll be getting our check, too.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, any other citizen wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else, I'll close this. This comment period. Thank you for indulging Shelley and I and all of us. Item C, approval of the December 1st Common Council minutes. Sorry. In your packet, item B2 is a resolution accepting the generous donation of office furniture, which is here, from Northwestern Mutual Zero.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we move on to C1. Any, there is a...
Approve the minutes as corrected.
Thank you.
On G3.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, public hearing, a proposed ordinance to amend the 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map for a property at approximately 7700 West Faith Drive from institutional to residential. Who's reading this? Madam Clerk.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct public hearing on Tuesday, December 15, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall, to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at approximately 7700 West Faith Drive from industrial use to residential use. Rick J. Prisbilla, President of Creative Homes, Inc., applicant. Property which is the subject of this application bears tax key number, a part of 792-998-4001, consisting of approximately 0.3875 total acres of land. Public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.1001-4D. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, at the Public Library during normal business hours. In addition, is the draft ordinance is available for review on the City's website, dated this 29th day of October 2015.
So it appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. The short answer in English is, as proposals to rezone the land south of Faith, essentially south of Faith Drive, a little small parcel just a little on the north side of it, to change the comprehensive master plan from institutional to allow development of four single-family home sites. Is that correct, Mr. Deedle?
It could be more, but it'll be a subdivision plat. The city has yet to review the preliminary plat. But this is one of the steps that would need to be accomplished for that plat to proceed.
Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Emery Dunch. Address is 12055 West Crawford Court in Greenfield, Wisconsin. I am the chairman of the Board of Ministries of Faith Community Church, and I have a letter here written on behalf of the church leadership. To whom it may concern, I am writing to inform the Common Council of the desire of Faith Community Church to sell the church property, mostly equivalent to the temporary easement or cul-de-sac, to Creative Homes Incorporated. We have negotiated a good faith agreement with Creative Homes to sell the property upon approval of rezoning with the city. Our mortgage holder has been notified and given permission for us to sell this property. The sale was discussed by a quorum of the church members and approved by vote on Sunday, May 24th. Minutes of the decision are available upon request. We are pleased to be in a working relationship with Creative Homes and desire the rezoning to be completed so purchase could be finalized. Should you have any questions, please contact the church.
Thank you. That's essentially the same letter. That is the same letter that was read into the record for the Planning Commission. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I will close the public hearing for this matter. Without objection, let's move to G2, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive master plan for this particular land use. Alderman Dandre. Alderman.
Mayor.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion to amend the Mr. City's room.
Only that comprehensive master plan amendments require adoption by a majority of all the members-elect, which is four council members.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The vote is 5-0-1. Thank you. Go forth and develop. Well, go forth and give us the comprehensive or the site plan. G3, an ordinance to amend the unified development ordinance zoning map specifically to rezone a parcel from I-1 to R-6 at 7700 West Faith Drive. Alderman Willow.
I just have a question on the on page 51. It talks about the one lot. As most of you know, the complications I've had with putting things too close to resources, I would definitely like to see that further researched. I know that it says that he put in for a DNR exemption, but I did do a little research and looked, and that is part of a sewer pack secondary environmental corridor waterway that leads into that according to Plan 176. So I'm not sure it would follow that, so we want to make sure and just follow that up, and I'm sure planning staff is aware of that.
Is there a motion with regards to this matter? Alderman Mayor?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so we'll return to the regular order in terms of agendas. And item G1, consent agenda. Any issue, any request for separate action?
I actually...
Which item?
I'd like to take A and B separately and go ahead and move to approve C, D, and E.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Mayor.
I had sent some stuff to staff. I don't know if I received anything back. I haven't looked at my emails yet, though, either today, so I'm not sure. I just have a question regarding the geographic marketing advantage information that's in the packet. It wasn't adding up to 2.75 to me. It looked more like a 3%+ increase.
The budget is done at an estimate, because that's prepared beginning in October. So if you're comparing it to the budgeted numbers, I believe we had budgeted estimating right around 3%, and then I think it rounded up. But the contract as proposed and worked out with the comes to a 2.75% increase in hourly rate.
In an hourly rate, but what about the authorized in writing, the services authorized in writing amount?
What we did then is appropriate the full budgeted amount, because each year we have the core contract, which is two people, 2 days, 8 hours a day for 50 weeks a year. That's the base. And the remainder is used for special projects where they get called in to do a mapping, or we're working on maybe an upgrade, and so they come in after hours on weekends, or they come in extra days. So we appropriate the full amount of the budget, and it's that difference between the 0.8 FTE, which is two people, 2 days, compared to the original amount.
Okay. I mean, I guess I can go with that. I mean, in 2012, there was $116,000 spent with them. In 2015, so far, there's $110,000. So I'm seeing, I mean, it's increased probably $4,000 since last year, total.
In actual expenditures, this I believe this past year, we have had more work above the normal for people two times a day. So each year, that amount varies. For the last probably 2 years, we've been working on a GIS edit app project with to try and plan for the return of that special program. So I have authorized and had them come in and do special work on that so we can get it done, because that is a capital project, but they support it through that operating contract.
Okay. I guess, I mean, I have been hearing some things about, you know, wanting to kind of double check some of these contracts and just make sure that they're competitive and that kind of thing. So I can go ahead and approve this, but it would be nice to be able to see that next year. Will it be approved again next year?
Sure. Usually they do go to a technology commission meeting, but the November meeting, I don't think we had a quorum. Usually I take them. Each year that I've been here for the last 3 or 4 years, the technology commission members for both this and the Heartland Business Systems contract have sort of chuckled at the rates and said, don't bother bidding it out, compared to normal rates that you would get. The city's doing very well. And they've been very successful for us as an organization. They've been here since the initiation sort of our GIS system. And so that continuity has been very beneficial as well. So every year up to this point, the Technology Commission has recommended continuing with the contract.
Okay. And then the other one, there just wasn't any information in the packet regarding the towing contract, and I guess I'd just like some information on how that works.
I would defer to the clerk.
Madam Clerk.
The actual towing contract was sent to the alderman yesterday morning.
Okay.
I have a hard copy if you would like to hold it.
Well, I just need to know, like, how does it work exactly? It's not a cost to the city?
No.
Okay.
It's not. And both the police chief and the towing contractor, I have talked to both of them, and the extension can be approved if neither of them have any changes or conditions different than the original contract, and they're both satisfied with how it works and what we get out of it and what towing contractor gets out of it, so none of them have any suggested changes. So therefore, this would be the second extension of the contract, which allows for 3 1-year extensions.
Okay. Thank you.
But I can provide you, anybody with a hard copy if you would like it.
All right.
The key for the public, the key to the towing contract is good customer service with no complaints or very few. You always get some, right? And speed of response to a scene of an accident. So speed of service, quality service, fair price. So, okay. So is there a motion to approve A and B?
So move. Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm getting old and forgetful. We'll move back to item E, boards and commissions appointments. Rebecca Speck to the Board of Public Works. Is there a motion regarding that?
We have a senior job for you.
Easy. I got enough stuff. Is there a motion regarding Rebecca Speck to the Board of Public Works?
So moved.
Thank
second.
You. Discussion of that motion, seeing none. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion is approved. A vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Item E2, appointment of election inspectors for the election of 2016 and 17. It's important to note that these are the list of inspectors, not all of them serve. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, I'm sorry, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
That motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Move to G4. Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. Resolution 200, amend Resolution 477, restrictions and use on a site plan at 9775 South 60th Street. This is Strauss Brands. Essentially, it's a couple of building additions. Alderman Wilhelm.
This is page 63. It talks about the drainage and the pavement is to be removed from the wetland. Has that been verified that that will happen?
Mr. Deedle?
Because I know there was some county concerns about drainage.
Merry Christmas, Casper. Yeah, you too, Fred.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I tried to get you a second person, but and maybe the two of us will join up together on this after we're done here.
Sounds like a good deal.
Okay.
I know they started to work on it. I don't know if they finished. There was a delay there. They wanted to make some further changes. When we told them that they wanted to change anything different from their previous approval, they would have to come back to the council. Then they agreed to go back and do it the way it was originally approved. They started it, but I don't know if they finished. And that was a couple weeks ago.
But you're keeping an eye on that,
yes.
So you're comfortable. Is this in Alderman Taylor's district?
Alderman Taylor's, yes.
Okay. He's not here. I can make the motion to adopt the resolution to amend Resolution 477, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of the special use and site plan amendment resolution numbers. Do you need to read all those off? Just accept those.
As 10, per the council action sheet.
As per the council action and any other amendments to date for the property located at 9775 South 60th to allow for the construction of a metal building addition, rail building addition, and a pump room addition to the existing Strauss Brands Incorporated building. Randall Strauss, President, Strauss Brands Incorporated, the applicant.
Second.
Okay, Mayor gets to wave the flag, right? Strauss is one of our original and longest companies in our industrial park. And I'm pleased to tell you that their business continues to expand and do very well. And Aaron's job now is to get them to move into a bigger building all on one site. So it's been moved. Is any, I'll
just for clarification, that is a pump room addition, not a mump room addition, correct?
Correct.
Well, we're getting in disease season. So. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions upon the approval of a special use for dog and other pet animals daycare services for business use at 76th Street. We all know it as the old Century Store, Greenland Boarding and Grooming. This is a holdover from last meeting, Mr. Needle.
Thank you. The Common Council action sheet includes a little bit more information that I was able to obtain. It summarizes what I believe were the major concerns of the council expressed at the last meeting and a response to those, both in the information the applicant provided and staff recommendations. So staff is recommending some additional recommendations, still is recommending approval. Those additional recommendations are listed in both the Common Council action sheet and in the attached revised resolution. And I can note in particular two things that are significantly different. Two conditions, one which would be that this is a time-limited approval for 5 years. So their approval would expire after 5 years. They'd have to come back and try again if they wanted to keep it. And also that it would be personal, specifically to this business. Most approvals for special uses run with the land. This one would not. So those are two of the changes, and I can go into more details on any of the others if the council has any questions.
Alderman Schmidt?
Well, I'll make the motion to
adopt this with the conditions that the planning department has implemented into this motion for this tenant.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Alderman Woodland.
Well, I understand the need to fill this space. I'd like to have buildings filled. I am not 100% convinced that it meets all the general standards that are listed, specifically number two, no undue adverse impact, number three, no interference with surrounding development, 3-2, alternative locations, if that could be met, and the last one, which is 4, establishment of the precedents. However, I think that the 5-year insertion is a good compromise in the project, and I don't really see anything happening there real quickly, so hence the reason for my second on the motion. I would like to hear from the rest of my colleagues.
So you're saying that the 5 years is too long or too short? Or
no, I'm comfortable with, had the 5 years not been there, I probably would be less supportive of it, but the fact that I don't know if it'll happen real quick there and it gives us an opportunity in the future, I'm less concerned about that, but I guess I'd like to hear from the rest of the council on this.
Anyone else on the motion? Doug's doing this.
Well, I'm.
And I wasn't picking up on it. Who's first over there? Alderman Mayor, Alderman Dandrea. Alderman Dandrea.
Well, I've always been very honest with my opinion on placing a facility like this in the center of our city that we're actually doing and investing a lot of money in performing studies to determine what we want to do in this part of the city. And the possible costs that this will have if we allow this business in here and then in 2 years or 1 year we decide to exercise eminent domain and really put concentrated dollars and effort into revitalizing this part of 76th and Rawson. And then I've got to relocate a 35,000 square foot dog daycare facility that I would not have the ability to do. Similar to other communities that have large businesses that entail strip centers like this that are demolishing them for revitalization of areas, they are in the same boat. And do I want to enter that ocean? We're trying to do something for this community that is positive. I don't know if I like the concept, believe me, but I am very concerned that this is the right place. This would be more appropriate in our outskirts of our community rather than the center of our community.
Said differently, in 1999, the city was approached and approved a construction supply business. I'll just be generic and nebulous about this. And the justification was, it's okay, when we need the space, we'll just move them out. My suggestion is that there's a lot of activity for that particular space. That's all I can say. All I will say. All I can say. Any other discussion of the motion? Alderman Mayer.
I agree with everything Mark said, so I won't repeat any of that. We go to Animal Campus on Loomis Road, Brentwood Animal Campus. It's a great place. It's on the outskirts, as somebody just suggested. But I don't think in this shopping center, in this strip mall, I don't think this fits the vision that any of us have for this strip mall for the future. I think it's the wrong fit.
Well, we do have a new economic development director. It's not real fair to put him on the spot, but I mean, that's what he's here for, is to give us some advice. And I guess Mayor, if you have even some slight knowledge that there's a chance we might have something sooner, and the 5 years isn't going to suit that, it might be best to let us know before the vote goes down rather than we're sorry afterward. It's hard to make a decision and a vote when I don't have all the facts, and I'm doing my best to do the right thing for the city. We have a lot of dog lovers. I get the comments from the two aldermen to my right, but I also wonder how fast it's going to fill up. So, please help me make the right decision by giving me additional facts and information that can help me make the right vote for the community.
Quit smiling, or I'm going to call on you.
I actually sort of already asked for his input, so.
Okay. Our Director of Economic Development, Mr. Hertzberg. Dodge that bullet. That's what you get the big dollars for.
I haven't had a chance to talk to the property owner. He and I communicated quickly by phone, set up a meeting for next week. And so it's a bit difficult for me to project what the future status of the property will be. From past experience, expertise in the area, folks I've been talking about, I think there is significant potential for that intersection. I've been running lots of retail analysis in that area. The demographics work for higher intensities of uses, for accepting higher density of activity. I think that there's available parcels in proximity that would make sense for large-scale development. The center itself is, generally speaking, I would deem it as underutilized. And so, a use like this, again, I think as the councilors have discussed, generally doesn't contribute to surrounding development of higher intense use. But again, it's difficult for me to speak specifically about the property because I haven't had a chance to talk to the property. So it's not a specific answer to the question, but based on the information that I have, that's what I know. So I want to offer it to you.
Do we have any alternative locations that we can offer? I mean, have we met this item number 2-3 on alternative locations?
I would defer to Joel on that.
Specific properties, no, but there are a number. Most of the business zoning districts allow this as a special use, as does the M1 and M2. So there's a lot of properties in the city that are zoned for this use as a special use. And most of the, the four or so existing ones are mostly in those B3, two in the business park. So, and we all know that some of these buildings have vacant tenant spaces, but no, I have not checked specifically. I do know that the applicant has stated in the past that they would want very large size comparable to this. That probably does limit them. The Wolf Preserve property would have the same problem. The buildable area and the building spaces are much smaller than the space that they have available in this spot.
So in the same sense, this would go make it more challenging if we did have to move them into a building of similar size, which is another consideration on that.
Yes.
Hi, Mayor.
At the last meeting, Alderman Taylor asked me what my view was in a general matter on economic development and what guided me in when I was an alderman in making decisions. And I gave him my two-prong. It's more complicated than that, but essentially it's highest assessed value per acre. Doesn't apply in this case because the building's there and it's just a use. The second one comes into play. Does this particular use enhance or encourage new and better development nearby? You guys have to answer that question. I have my own answer to that question, but you guys have to answer it. Alderman Dandridge brings up a great point. If don't have the budget for it anymore, but if we chose to TIF this area and do some redevelopment in this particular area, which we all agree needs help, finding a new location for this particular use is going to be very difficult and expensive. Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah, I have spoken to the property owner about this. He did speak highly of the potential tenants there. He believes that they would do a very good job of meeting the standards that have been set by our plan commission. So therefore, I would support it. My biggest concern, too, is the potential five-year lease, that if we have potential for future development, that 5 years might be a lengthy period that could handicap us. But
any other discussion?
I'm going to pull my second.
Second is withdrawn. Any objection from the council? Okay. So the motion's been made, and the second has been withdrawn. Is there any... is there another second to the motion?
You can withdraw it if there's no objection from the member.
The maker prefers to withdraw. There's no objection.
I don't object.
The motion dies because of lack of second. Is there any other motion regarding this matter? Since you're not approving, you should probably deny.
Potential motion to deny. Maybe a motion to deny the special use application for those reasons set forth on the record by city staff and as expressed by common council members, and generally with regard to the common council's consideration of whether and to what extent the proposed use and development at the particular location requested is necessary or desirable to provide a service or a facility that is in the interest of the public convenience or that will contribute to the general welfare of the neighborhood or community. And number two, whether and to what extent such public goals can be met by the location of the proposed use and development at some other site or in some other area that may be more appropriate than the proposed site.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion to deny. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to deny signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Abstain.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion to deny is approved. The vote is 4 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention, 1 absent.
Mayor?
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I know this is really difficult for the applicant, and it was a very hard vote for me, but I don't know if they're still willing, if there's any way we could have our staff work in the system with finding a building that might be more appropriate. I think we need to work really hard to do that.
Mr. Hertzberg?